Oh, that Vince Vinyl, he's just the most.
Close of my- people worked together and they lifted many stones and they carried them to the flatland, but they died along the way and they filled up with their bare hands what we still can't. Still can't remember when or how I lost my way. Gonna be, you're gonna give your love to me. Love will last more than one day. Love you, love, and I fade away. Well, love you, love, and I fade away. Well, love you, love, and I fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. Drive me back. Your love for me has got to be real before you know just how I feel. Love is real and I fade away. Love is real and I fade away. Love is real and I fade away. Love is real and I fade away.
That's a band called The Fix and Saved by Zero. We heard from Joe Ely in that set as well, Not Fade Away, old Buddy Holly song. Nice version there with Joe Ely. With I don't know, who's helping him on that? Guy Clark, I think. Todd Snyder, maybe. And we started off a little bit ago from Neil Young. We heard Cortez the Killer. Great song from a great artist. Neil Young, something of a homeboy, lives up in the Redwood City area, and we like him. We like him. You never know what to expect from Neil Young, and that's a good thing when it comes to rock and roll music. Evening, folks. It's Vince Vinyl with you on 92.9 KCUF Boulder Creek.
This is Brett.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Just watching the market recap, drinking an import.
That is correct. That is correct.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hey, Brett, who's that?
Hey, Chad, pick up the cordless. Chad here.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Say, I don't know about y'all, but here we are a couple of weeks into it, and I still have not adjusted to the whole daylight saving time deal, or readjusted, as the case may be, since they do it to us every year, a couple times a year. I guess it's a matter of readjusting. And I suppose you heard that that's part of our national energy policy now. Nope, we're not going to subsidize any kind of alternative energy research or try to put our energy emphasis elsewhere. What we're going to do is give some tax breaks to the energy suppliers, and we're going to extend daylight savings time a couple of weeks. I think 3 weeks at the end and 1 week at the beginning. There's some forward thinking for you. What the heck, a couple of weeks, I'll take it. I just have a hard time when it starts getting dark early.
Today, young hearts can go their way. the sun. Oh, but I've had my fun.
what you're thinking, I better come to me, cause you need some love. You need a little love in me, baby.
Sometimes I tell you, sometimes I don't explain now. Just when you think it's gotten a little too loose, loose down. Calculator, deliver the news. Western plain. I wanna soar like an eagle to the eye of a hurricane. Just when I thought it might never come true, calculator.
Listen, just so I'm not accused of mincing my words, I'm going to come right out and tell you, I dig the shit out of that band. That's Terry and the Pirates, and what's not to like? Terry Dolan from Marin County, surrounding himself with some world-class talent in his band, the Pirates. For example, old David Hayes, bass player and a singer with Van Morrison and numerous other bands. And the fabulous John Cipollina from Quicksilver and just about every other band in San Francisco and Marin County. John Cipollina, he's a guy that passed away far too young, and when he did, about a dozen bands went out of business. Greg Douglas also playing with Terry and the Pirates, a regular member of that band. Greg Douglas, lead guitar player with Steve Miller Band for a few years. Wrote that song, Jungle Love, if that's any claim to fame. Also played lead guitar with a couple of other bands from the Bay Area. Nicky Hopkins played the keyboards on that particular track, and of course we know he was a regular Stones member before he too died at a young age. Great band, Terry and the Pirates. Had a chance to see some of those folks last Sunday in Golden Gate Park at the Chet Helms wake. Great day up there in San Francisco. Nice weather and nice music and nice vibes, kind of like the old hippie days in San Francisco. Free music in Golden Gate Park. What could be better? Need I tell you about the other stuff you heard in that set? Let's see, you know it was Green Day. That's a hot, hot band right now, and I guess we could do worse. And we have. Also heard from Alvin Lee and a great version of a song called It Don't Come Easy. Alvin just ripping on guitar. And he can definitely do it. Started the set off with a song called Time. That version by Steve Earle and Sheryl Crow. The song is an old Chambers Brothers song. That's one of the first black bands that kind of picked up on the whole drug psychedelic thing and played to a whole lot of rock and roll folks, the Chambers Brothers. Right there with the Temptations and George Clinton and the whole Parliament funkadelic thing. Time. Say the time is just past 12. And you're listening to KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek, the hottest sounds in town. Probably don't need to tell you that there's an election coming up tomorrow. Very important that you get out and vote, even though it's a kind of an Arnie deal. You got to vote. And here's the positive side. Once we get past Tuesday, we can quit with the paid political announcements.
Have you been around someone who's been around someone who smokes? The opposition wants you to believe this is not a health risk. The fact is that third-hand smoke is the number 471 killer among men 18 to 64, and the number 3 killer among women named Morton. There is something you can do. Vote no on Proposition F2. This will send a message to Washington that we won't put up with this anymore. No on Proposition F2. You shouldn't smell what your acquaintances are missing.
Paid for by Animal Rights Activists of America.
Up every morning at the crack of dawn. Nights are short as the days are long. Life turned out to be another magazine. Living with a stranger now. Girl I knew got away somehow. She went out with two-bit gasoline. I wanna go back, you know what I mean.
Is. Stay staring in the mirror, lines getting clear. Ooh, baby. You know it's true. No matter what they say, bet you were fine in your younger days. Time passed you by, looked up and it's gone. You making up your face, you feel so out of place. Ooh, baby. What will you do? You gotta find a way. Bet you were fine in your younger days.
Thank you.
Say, could I get you folks to excuse me for just a moment? Personal nurse just stuck her head in the door and said there was some gentleman from the FCC knocking. Hey, it's after 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's a Monday and all. Figured we could get away with Buck Naked and the Bare Naked Boys. And a song called A Woody from Hades, or something like that. A track from the Foo Fighters before that, and Everlong was what we heard. And something old, yep indeed, that was Vinyl, and a track called Around the Plinth from the Small Faces. Yeah, you probably did recognize Rod Stewart's voice. He was one of the Small Faces, about four or five guys, none of whom was over about 5'6 or 5'5. How do you suppose they came up with that name anyway? Anyway, all of those guys were great musicians, and a couple of them are dead now, but almost all of them got around to playing with the Rolling Stones, either on record or on tour. And Ronnie Wood from the Small Faces, still the lead guitar player, right beside Keith with the Rolling Stones. Good track, Around the Plinth. And Kevin Russell was before that, a song called In Your Younger Day. Bet You Were Fine, Mama, In Your Younger Day. Kevin Russell. Got an old running buddy named Kevin Russell over in the Bay Area. Every time I hear a track from this guy, think of old Kev, going to have to go over there and stir some trouble. Started the set off, half an hour or so ago, with a track from Billy Joe Shaver. When the Word Was Thunderbird. Billy Joe Shaver, a Texas guy, a songwriter who has written songs for just a ton of folks, country and otherwise. And yep, old Vince was showing off tonight. I play a newer version of that song quite often, as do all of the jocks around the station. When the Word Was Thunderbird, and Billy Joe's son is playing electric guitar on that track. But I came in and pulled out old vinyl version from about 1975 or 76. A couple of the other jocks hanging around the studio, I pulled a gotcha on them. Billy Joe Shaver. Pretty good songwriter. Say, listen, let me get a commercial in and go see if I can talk my way out of giving up the equipment to the FCC guys, okay? Be right back.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Driving Range Ball Picker Upper.
Mr. Driving Range Ball Picker Upper.
For our pure enjoyment, you bravely throw yourself directly in the path of adversity, and you do it on a tractor.
Riding high.
Oh, the rules call for friendly fire, but you know we're all gunning for you.
Gunning for you.
Let her rip, you say, because someone's gonna hit a little dribbler, and they're gonna try and chase it down. And when they do, you'll be there.
You'll be there.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, range guy, because in this world of namby-pambies, you're the one with all the balls.
Mr. Driving Range Ball, picker up.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At 92.9 FM, this is KCUF, Boulder Creek. It's 1:30 in the morning. That means we're into a new day. Today is Tuesday, Election Day, and it's very important that you get out and take care of business one way or the other. If you're still holding an absentee ballot, it's still good. You can hand carry it down to the county office buildings, or you can take it to your usual local polling place and just hand it to them, tell them it's an absentee. Make sure you sign it and do all the regular stuff. But it's important. Hey, I'm Vince Vinyl, and I'm going to skedaddle. I've got one more set of music for you, and then I'm going to be on my way. Might come in tomorrow with one of them there champagne highs, and then we'll really have some fun. Going to an unusual Tuesday wedding tomorrow. Ryan and Amy Fulton getting hitched, and I'm going to go up and see them get sent off in good fashion. Looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to being back here with you tomorrow. Sure appreciate you tuning in. Good night.
holding up a white flag.
Well, me and a bunch of cowboys running the jail.